Pour up, roll up, and relax. This is the Ratchet Aunties and Uncles Hour.
Have to say, this is probably the driest open we've had, and I have two glasses of wine, so this is how this is going to go. We are recording during coronavirus.
Oh God.
Quarantine, and welcome back to the Ratchet Aunties and Uncles Hour. We are still sans our Uncle Jay. We are hoping that he is staying safe, keeping his hands clean, and staying away from people who don't clean their hands. But we are using cameras because, you know, we're all doing hashtag social distancing as a responsible aunties and uncles that we are. But this is very fun to actually record when we're looking at each other's faces, because usually we're not. But yes, me and Asa are in that good old scoff life, because, you know, we have black hair and we got to protect it.
Also, our bedtime.
I know. Also, we the East Coast niggas. East Coast, Auntie Asa, how are you?
You know, surviving. Day four, rations are getting low. I've eaten my last chipwich.
Wow. I didn't even think to get, I did that. You know what's really funny? Everybody's snacks are so different to this. So I was like, I am out of kale chips. I've ate all my quinoa. I've ate all my donuts. And I'm like, okay, so chipwich is new. Most people saying chips and popcorn and stuff like that, but a chipwich, I'm like, oh, let me add that to the list. Chipwich. Just write that on down. Just, you know, just write it on down. And we got our West Coast uncle, Uncle Ricky. How you doing?
This is a really, really terrible time to work in IT.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
So we are recording. This is not our normal day. Usually we record on Mondays. We are now recording on a Wednesday. We were supposed to record on a Tuesday, but, you know, IT is hell right now during a pandemic where everybody is now that it was kind of like, it's interesting because I am also teleworking, but it was kind of like everybody just said, get the fuck off campus, but nobody thought about the particulars on how to do that. So if you're in IT, it's like, you want me to figure this out? Because a lot of people are like, excuse me, I pushed that button and the button don't work. Oh my God, IT, I pushed a button. Did you restart your computer?
Oh, no. These motherfuckers right here.
It's like I
got so many horror stories. So wait,
you know,
actually, that makes for a perfect fucking Uncle Ricky story time.
Please, so, please do Uncle Ricky. Please do Uncle Ricky.
Wait, so
let me set my Carlo.
I get a trouble call ticket one day, right? And the title of the ticket says sand clock on cursor, and I was all the time, and I was like, wait, sand clock? It took me a couple minutes because I was like, what the fuck are they talking, like sand clock? I was like, oh nigga, hourglass?
Yeah, until you said it, I was like, what's a sand clock? I'm like,
yeah, it took me a minute. I was like, what the fuck are they talking about? Like, what? And then, like, I think I was doing a bunch of shit on my computer, as I'm always doing, even when I'm reading, like, tickets. And then, like, my hourglass popped up. I was like, wait a minute. Is that making me hourglass? Oh, he's this motherfucker me hourglass. God damn. Oh, damn. It's not a sand clock,
y'all. Man. Yeah, it's a sand clock. I'm like, okay, that is a lot more... That is a lot more involved. I would have been like, it's still, well, mine don't do an hourglass anymore. It does like just a circle or where the cursor is. Yeah. So if things look, flow, it's like, it's a little circle. It's like, what the hell is going on?
Let me give y'all a tip.
Uh-oh.
Screenshots, nigga. Screenshots.
I want to do that now. It's like, this is what it looks like. This is what it says.
This is what's happening.
here.
You know, like half the time we got to see this shit to know what's going on. Like,
right.
I'm like, oh, all right, easy fix. Cool. Let me call this nigga real quick. Knock this out. Like,
that's right. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Stealing my motherfucking work clothes. This is bullshit.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, well, I had to go into work. Yeah, because like you said, everybody said get the fuck out of the building, but nobody really thought about like, oh, I don't know, an infrastructure for that? I don't know.
There are a lot of people freaking out like, how do I telework? And then everything about this is like, a lot of people can't. They're just like, I don't, my job, I can't telework.
Yeah.
Right.
Kind of, you know, I'm fortunate enough to do it. There are some people that can. And then now it's like, yeah, well, remember we kept telling people who said, hey, I need to telework to do my job. We're like, oh, no, that's not possible. Amazing that it's now possible.
Yeah.
All amazing. Kind
of like, or that you're building out the infrastructure for it. Because it's not, it's not just like a pandemic that you would have to worry about. What about a fucking earthquake? What about a fucking tornado where the like access to the building itself is not possible?
There.
Right.
Snowstorm. Maybe more hurricanes. Yeah, like, all that maybe shit.
An internet connection to it is possible, but like for some of your workers, like it just may not be possible. It's a freeway
physically blocked. Down,
Yeah. And so it's just funny, you know, and those could be vital people.
Those are the very vital companies. People. Because she needed the option to be able to telework because of a disability, but you know, can't do that.
That's like an undue burden on the company. If, like people just don't want to do it.
They don't want to go about the infrastructure because they don't because they don't trust employees. Quite honestly, right.
Like that's, it's amazing how much work I've actually gotten.
They want to be able to look over your shoulder for that full 9-hour day, really.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be looking over your shoulder all day. It doesn't matter if you're just fake typing. They still want to still have to look like you're doing something.
Yeah, but you know what? It's wild because like there's ways to do that. Like I've worked at companies where, yeah, like you work from home, but as soon as you log into the fucking VPN, like all your activity is being recorded. Period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blank period. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Like. One of the places I used to work, I can't say where online or, you know.
Wait, nope.
I'm going to tell y'all where later. But yeah. Anyway, so, basically, somebody tested positive for the COVID virus there. And they just sent everybody home, period, like off top. Oh, we got positive tests. Y'all go home. Work from home.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because they have the infrastructure. Everybody's got laptops, issue laptops. Like you're expected to really take it home every day. And then when something like that does happen, you're still able to continue business as usual.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Very little things need to be done in person with the video conferencing options that are available, with teleconferencing options that are available, with the like VPN technology that's available, there's so many fucking options to do it.
Everything in
nobody
the cloud.
Wants to build out the infrastructure. Period.
Yeah.
There are so many people using Zoom now. They are loving it.
The cloud is not a cloud. It's somebody else's fucking computer.
Right. But it's
I never trust
nobody them, wants to pay for the storage. Well, on the storage on the cloud for all their employees to have enough files.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, yes and no.
Depending on the size of the company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a large company that's like they're like we have all of this storage set aside for you.
Yeah.
But like, your smaller company is like
smaller companies that I've worked in, they will only allow a select few employees access to saving certain things on cloud and select few employees get laptops that they can take home and shit like that. So yeah.
Yeah, I just there's so many fucking options and ways
to do this shit. Ways of
getting it done. Like, there's no excuse for this shit. But this has been like this has been a trend though. If we really think about it, because like companies don't invest in their IT departments, they don't invest in their network security departments.
Oh Lord! Like,
think about how many hacks happen
with the breaches.
Like, I have friends that work in just tech security, and mm-hmm. they will tell me stuff like, yeah, we'll do like routine tests and it'll be something stupid. Like, we'll just send out an email to see who opens it. Mm-hmm. So 15 people on your team have just infected the whole company with malware. Because yeah, they don't know not to open email attachments from people they don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it's basic, stupid shit.
It's like
that.
The don't talk to strangers of the internet.
Right. It's like,
anytime I get an email, I was like, we have an email address that we get, like, send spam emails. I'm like, I got this. You tell me if that's real. I'm like, I'm not opening that. I don't know who it's from. I'm like, I'm not doing this.
Right.
I'm like, it's not even my computer, but still, though, I'm like, nope. What's this?
It's fascinating because security is such a huge, huge sector, but it's not taken advantage of by nearly enough companies.
No.
Not at all. Not at all.
Like, I remember when Black Planet came back, and the huge thing, there was no HTTPS. You opened it, it was just HTTP.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, is that why we don't talk about Black Panther anymore? Because it was on the rise, and all of a sudden we don't talk about it.
Yeah, when it relaunched, that was the thing that was like, so all of that information you gave to, sign up, all your login information, all that jazz, none of it's protected.
Yikes.
None of it's encrypted.
Yikes. That's not good. Yeah, I'm sorry. That is not, wow. That's probably how I died.
What was that,
2019,
2018? Not that long ago.
No, it wasn't. Because it wasn't that long ago. Because they were like, the launch is going to relaunch Black Planet. I was like, oh.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Black Planet is where I was called ugly. So,
whoa.
Somebody, this is back when I was in college. Somebody had like made a Black Planet page and said, you know, these people are not attractive and don't, like, I was like, and they used my page. Somebody I didn't even know. And they were just like, oh yeah, these people are ugly. I just want to let them know. And I'm like, you don't even know me.
You don't, who are you?
I'm like, wait a minute, what? I'm like, why?
You know what that reminds, okay. So back when I was in school, there was a website called Juicy Campus. It's basically like Lipstick Alley before Lipstick Alley, but for college campuses.
Okay.
So anybody that was popular on campus, they would have like a forum about them, and it would just be gossip, and it'd be like, oh, so and so is a hoe, they slept with so and so, they did this, that, and the third.
What?
And it was all anonymous. And eventually, like, it got so bad, I think there was like a lawsuit filed against them, and they got shut down. It was
Yeah, because I'm like, it's like, I think I've never heard of Juicy Campus, but I remember joining Facebook when it was just for colleges and not even community colleges.
There were people who went to community college that was
like really mad. Like,
it was a select few colleges at first, and then it expanded to you had to have just an EDU email address, and then it opened up to your parents.
To everybody.
When it went downhill.
Like, in fairness, it also opened up to military, then it opened up to your parents.
Because it was like college, then community college, then high school, then military, then everybody else.
Yep.
It was like, because around my 10-year reunion, like maybe like a couple months before our reunion, all of my high school friends, because all of them didn't go to college, all of a sudden, all of them were on Facebook before the reunion. I was like, wow.
How did you get here?
like
who let you in? Who
left the door open? Man, you know, I have blocked some people from high school because
all sun as well.
You got me full circle. Kind of negativity up, in my life. Like, you're gonna like talk all sorts of trash on my page. I'm like, oh no, baby, you control somewhere else. Mm-mm. Not here. Go sell crazy somewhere else. We're all full up here. I don't have time.
It's so fucking amazing how y'all can grow up in the same place, have the same education, and be so vastly different. Like, it'd be like, did we not have the same biology teacher, like K through 12? Like, weren't we like, lab buddies at some point? How come basic science, math, grammar, common sense, it's,
common sense is not so common. I have come to find this out, but 15 years ago, what's my age? 15 years ago, I was complete head ass when it came to queer folks. I used to be like, hate the sin, not the sinner. And it was just like, and then actually thinking that I had to approve of somebody's humanity. Mm. Like my approval meant something. I'm like, whew. To be that trash.
All kind of trash 15 years ago.
As we know, since you had fuckboy flashbacks.
We know Smokey.
My auntie used to call me that too. She used to call me Lil Smokey.
One of my aunties used to call me that too.
And I was just thinking that.
That's why I was like, you and my auntie.
I'm like, I am an auntie. I gotta say some. I was just thinking, okie dokie, Smokey. I'm like, I could have did okie dokie karaoke. I'm like, it could have been just something that rhymed with okie dokie. That's the auntie in me.
Yeah, and I always be trying to connect shit. So I've just been like, how you know I didn't like karaoke, son? I don't know. That's how my mind works sometimes. I'm like, wait, what?
Oh my gosh. So, Rick, you wanted to tell us about your day because you're trying to get ghetto right now. Because it's like, they're like, fix it. You're like, hey, no contingency.
Did you put it in rice?
I mean, honestly, we are doing leaps and bounds better than other people are, but like, and they're looking at the impact like, damn, I'm pretty sure we called this like, I don't know, 6 months ago. But like, just overall, like the industry as a whole, like motherfuckers are scrambling. And it's not because of like their own desire not to build out the infrastructure. Like, hell, the first people who would probably benefit from that would be IT. Mm-hmm. It's not a lot of our work absolutely has to be done on site. Like 80% of it.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe about 60% of it can be done off site.
Mm-hmm. It's like a lot of my stuff I found that I can do it off site too. I'm like, damn, I don't need to go to the office, do I? I just miss my printer. That's the only thing I miss. I'm like, I gotta take good notes. I gotta keep all good emails. I got my home little folder, but I'm like, I really.
Yeah, and I've worked from home before. Like, I was doing tech support. It's not that bad, man. Like, the only thing is like, you honestly have to remind yourself, get the fuck out the house every once in a while. Like, just go for a walk. Go walk a block, turn the fuck around, and come back. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna start doing that tomorrow because I was having like, a moment today. I was like, I miss people. I haven't left the house. Oh my God, I'm going to die. I started Google doing my brother and my nephew who rode on his foot. And I still don't know how he did that. I was like, Andy's toy? Like, as soon as my brother, I called him and he didn't pick up. He called me back. And then I see the camera. It's like writing on the bottom of my nephew's foot. I'm like, what is he, Andy's toy? Why is there writing on his foot? He was like, I don't know how he did it.
He may have watched Harriet the Spy.
Girl, who knows? Let me tell you something. This is a nephew who knows Arabic.
I used to do that when I was little.
I'm sorry. Harriet the Spy slaps. I love that movie still to this day. So, but this is also the nephew who knows Arabic, and the only reason why he knows it is because he watches YouTube kids videos.
That'll do it.
And it's like he started
The algorithm, and it just started playing more and more. Yeah, right. That'll do it.
He went to the playground and was writing Arabic letters and words, so much so that someone who apparently speaks Arabic walked by and said, "Are you Muslim?" My brother's like, "No." "Did you teach him Arabic?" He's like, "No." How did he learn it? I don't know.
Just YouTube, nigga, you'd be surprised.
Kids are little bitty sponges.
He's definitely a little sponge. He learns so daggone much. And then I was like, it's like he's getting better with the prompting. So you say bye, and he's like, bye. I was like, say bye bye, homie. He's like, bye bye, homie. Oh. But he might keep saying this because, you know, if he sees my mother, he goes, sup. He is the funniest little boy. I'm like, good Lord. I'm like, this little boy. And then my mama, when she called me back, I was under my weighted blanket. And so she sees it. She goes, like, what? Are you cold? Why are you under the blanket? I'm like, I am a little chilly, but I'm under my weighted blanket. If I'm under my weighted blanket, I'm trying to chill down. I can't. I love that thing. Like, I live for it.
And when that's too heavy.
See, I think mine is 20. I'm like, maybe I can graduate.
I think I need a heavier. I think I need a heavier one.
What size do you have? Well, I'm sorry, what weight?
I think mine is 15.
Mm. I had a 15 and it was a 25
or 30.
You have a 30?
Either 25 or 30, I think. Ooh, we don't use that shit. Nah, that's it. Heavy. Like, like when you need to get up, you'd be like,
I'd be like, I can't move. But then it's like, I don't want to move.
No, but see, what happens is, niggas, don't forget we old, first and foremost. Mm. So you know what's going to happen. You're going to fall asleep in a weird-ass position. You'll be under that weighted blanket. Your ass will be sore as fuck when you wake up, and you'll be like,
That happens with my foot sometimes. I'm like, why is my foot flexed like this? I'm like, because I'm laying under the weighted blanket and I ain't moved all
night. Yeah. I already struggle with the 15 just because I have a bad shoulder, and if I try and lift it off with the bad shoulder, like the bad arm, that's difficult. But it's also not heavy enough.
Oh my God.
Hey, fold that motherfucker in half or something. You like, do something.
She about to spit out her water. Lord have mercy. It's gonna come out her nose. It's gonna come out her nose. I love this game. This is hilarious. So I have a question. Have y'all ever did Myers-Briggs?
Yes.
I think I did like a really long time ago, but I don't recall what my results were.
I
did it a few years ago.
I did it for a few years ago because I had to go like to a cohort class because I was a supervisor. And so when I did it the first time, I think it started with an E, and I was like, that don't seem right. And then after, like, today is a Wednesday. I spent 3 days in the house. Well, I went to the store yesterday, but I spent 3 days in the house, and today I was like, where's all the people? I need people. Where's everybody? Like, I was like, I'm going to start Google doing. I was about to go live. I was like, I need some people. Because I was like, started feeling
hey, niggas, do you hear me? See me? Hi, niggas. Hi.
Seriously. I was like, about to go through it until I talked to my brother and my mother. Like, I was like, okay, maybe I need to get it. I'm like, okay. So since I don't know when this is going, I'm going back to work, like, in the office, I'm like, every day I'm gonna have to start taking walks. I'm like, I'm gonna have to start taking walks. At least I'll be outside. But I'm like, I can't sit in here. It's like, no, I need to go. Cause I was like, I definitely am an extrovert. I'm shy as fuck, but I'm definitely an extrovert. Cause I was like, where are all the people?
Even if you're not like an extrovert, you need to get out.
I'm an introvert, like, and I still need, like, you know, minimal human contact to like remember their society.
Why are you saying it like that? I need. How do I want to say
it? It gets
sketchy.
It gets sketchy sometimes. I don't want to be like touched or like talked to too much. But, you know, just make sure, you know, infrastructure's still there. People haven't gone rabbit. There's no, you know, zombies or anything like that.
It's not the Z-Pog. People are like, man, I've been watching Walk Dead for all this time. I'm ready. I'm like, so.
No, you're not.
I'm not ready.
That's a lie.
First of all,
everybody that says that wildly overestimates their survival skills. Secondly, everybody says that wildly overestimates their desire to live in Zephoc.
I tried maybe in this teleworking, you know, self quarantine, social distancing, maybe I'll try it again, but I couldn't get into Walking Dead. I tried the Circle. I can't get into it. I don't care.
I can't get into the Circle either.
I thought it was just me because everybody kept talking about it. I made it 2 episodes and I was like,
one and a half. I was like, I don't get it. I thought
I was going to give up on Love is Blind, but you know, shit got real. But it was like,
I gave up on Love is Blind as well. I was bored.
I can see why. Because the first episode, you're like, and then the second one, you're like, oh, okay. All right. So I did a binge of Archer because apparently there's 10 whole fucking seasons. I stopped watching like season 6.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, there's 10 seasons. And apparently it's coming back in May. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I watched Frozen 2, which is far superior than Frozen 1, which I'm surprised about. That's usually not what happens with Disney movies. So I'm like, I like this better because the story makes more sense. The first one was like, girl,
I don't know, Stephanie. The Lion King 2 set was pretty good. I'm sorry. I'm lying.
Are you talking about 1.5? Because we got to talk about 1.5.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to Aladdin, King of Thieves, as opposed to Return of Jafar. You know, the Return of Jafar that nobody has for some odd reason. I don't even know if it's on Disney Plus, quite frankly. I haven't looked.
That's just on Disney Minus, nigga, because don't nobody know.
Wow.
That's the show title, Disney Minus. Disney Minus.
Finally,
not
a show title from me.
It's not usually. Hey, guys, I'm going. I'm like, oh,
wow. Shit.
Okay.
Why are you bringing up bullshit?
I swear it's so funny. Hey, guys, I'm going. It's like, yeah, because they were talking about the shooty hoops, and it was very passionate.
I missed the shooty hoops. Sometimes.
You know who I don't miss? Rudy Grover. I was like, I don't know who the fuck Rudy is, but Rudy
is his ass. He's a clown, though. Like, okay, so like, he really is just a clown. He just chose the wrong fucking time to be a clown.
So is it always troll time? Because I'm like, I don't know who this nigga is. So I'm sitting here like,
troll. He's a silly, goofy black French troll.
Because then people are like, well, he's not a real nigga because he's from French. I'm like, why you act like they ain't got niggas in Paris? That's not
you
just a
gay thing. He's French. I die.
Yeah. Actually, see, again, everybody likes to talk about the fucking Harlem Renaissance, but like, they don't talk about how many of those people moved to where.
Moved to France. Yeah.
Like, hello, how you think niggas got there? I'm like, we don't just have niggas in America. We got niggas everywhere.
Well, a lot of them, the ones on the snitch there would not come back.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. Like, geez Louise. It's like, it's troll time. We got, you know, LeBron Bay, he on quarantine too. I'm like, damn, that means I ain't gonna get no videos with his thigh meats out. Like, what the hell, man?
So,
garbage. Oh wait, he got quarantined?
He's on hold, man. His, like, he's talking about, I can't get no haircut. And Savannah, like, cutting her own braids out, looking like Millie Millie. He started saying, blame it on the rain. I said, sir, please.
Lord have mercy. So, I watched Space Jam this weekend.
Why was
the fictional NBA way more cautious than the real NBA?
In the real NBA, they quarantined them niggas so quick. It was like,
five real NBA players get their talent sucked out, and they's in there like, oh no, we ain't going. We ain't going to the Staples Center. We ain't going to Madison Square Garden. We don't know what that is.
No, but you know what makes it so shitty? You know what made that shit so shitty is. If my memory serves me correctly, that was like the night before the season stopped.
Yeah,
he did that shit.
And then wasn't one of his teammates he infected?
Donovan Mitchell,
he got into a fight with.
Yeah, Donovan Mitchell.
They're not. Yeah. Are they on the same team? Or they're not on the same team.
They're on the same team. They're actually Donovan Mitchell's the All-Star from the Jazz. They both play female.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then, you know, Drake got Kevin Durant sick. I was like, see? He fucking up on
the Drake curse.
I'm like, look, I just want him to stay away from my football team for real. I need you to pick another.
This nigga to stay away from Anthony Davis for as long as possible.
Very enjoyable, and I don't even watch Shooty Hoops. I just enjoy him on the Lakers for some odd reason. He seems more fun around LeBron.
He is.
Yeah, everybody seems more fun around LeBron. I don't know what it is.
Well, I mean, he put up numbers in New Orleans, but like, it's New Orleans. It's not here.
Yes, it's New Orleans.
This is basketball Mecca. Sorry. And the entertainment capital of the world. Sorry.
Yeah.
You play here. You win here.
Legendary team.
Yeah. Legendary players on legendary teams. That's it. And that's all we respect. Period.
Yeah.
That's why I respect the Clippers.
I like that.
Fuck them.
Period.
Kawhi.
Every night I hope Kawhi and PG drop 60 and I hope they lose.
Paul George. Ooh, see, I know somebody. Hey.
I hope they drop 60. I'm perfectly okay with that.
Okay. Yeah, but maybe hopefully we'll get since he's on quarantine, we aren't going to get more episodes of the shop, so.
Well, it depends on how many they have filmed already production pipeline.
It's like, they don't announce it until it's about to come out, so it's like you don't know. And the last couple of months, LeBron hasn't been on it because it's during the season. It's just been Maverick and a few other people, so LeBron hasn't been on it. But I don't know how this turned into a sports show, but let me just tell you something. When I saw that the Houston Texans traded DeAndre Hopkins for a running back in a fourth round pick, I said, I know you fucking lying. Y'all have the best wide receiver out there, and you traded him.
Footballs. I don't.
He was like, what the fuck is this? I was like, I'm sorry, did I miss something? I'm like,
yeah, like I barely watch football, and I know that's a shitty trade.
I was like, like he's not even in our division. I'm like, I know DeAndre Hopkins is the best wide receiver right now, and y'all traded him to Arizona for a running back and a fourth round pick. You know what? I don't know everything about the footballs. I don't know all the schemes. I don't know everything, but I know that's a bad idea. It's like, it's like, and now they don't know when the league year is going to start. They're like, oh, it's probably going to start on time. I'm like, yeah, this is the new league year. I don't know if football is going to, and a lot of things are so up in the air. Like Asa, I'm looking at April because it's supposed to be potted live. I'm like,
I highly doubt it.
And I was like, crap, because last year I had such FOMO because of potted live. I'm like, I'm going to miss it. And now I'm like, oh, nope, I'm able to do it this year. And now I'm like,
wait, did it? Or maybe I'm thinking of another. I feel like it did. I don't know. Maybe I'm imagining it, but I thought they said on the podcast that it's postponed.
They may have. I haven't listened to this week's episode, so they may have said it. They may have said it. I haven't listened to this week's episode, so they may have said it.
I'm trying to remember, but I'm also
the length of this game
postponed. Kind of high. So
yeah. I'm a little high, so I don't know. They could have been talking about it. I don't know. I was high. Yeah. I had smoked the weed, so. I don't know.
Oh my God! Are you stoned?
The shade of it all. Okay, wait. Are you watching RuPaul's Drag Race? Speaking of shade.
No.
So, because of everything that happened, so I don't know if you know about the Sherry Pie scandal.
I was just listening to Jade and XD today, and they went over this Sherry Pie scandal. And my God.
Girl, I heard about it from the white gays. There's a guy named Jake Yonsei. He has a show on YouTube. He also has a Twitter page, and he was talking about this like a couple weeks ago, and it was like, it was before the, I guess, the premiere of the season. I was like, what the hell? And so I have it in my DVR. I was a little bit behind, and then I finally watched the episode, and I was like, oh, y'all doing all this because Sherry Pie went far, because homegirl got it. And but it's like, oh, you probably went really far. That's probably why y'all had to do all this, because if like homegirl got eliminated like the first or second night, I don't think they would have put anything out. But I have a feeling that Sherry Pie is going to go very far.
I don't know.
Because we're only on episode three. We're only on episode three.
Those allegations were not cute.
Yeah, it was like, I read the story and went, wait a minute, you did
what? You did what?
It was like, wait a minute, you actually were in this boy's face all the time. You actually worked with him and were doing all this. I'm like, you ain't had nothing else to do? What in the talented Mr. Ripley shit is going on? It's like, you got way too much time. And then to find out that that wasn't just the one person, you did it to other people. Mm-hmm. Like, you ain't got nothing else to do. Nothing else. That's just, it's just gross. I'm like, oh no. And then it's like, every time I see him and I'm touching my face, I gotta go wash my hands. I'm glad I'm not anywhere else. I'm like, let me go wash my hands. But I'm like, every time he is on the screen, I just want to punch him right in the fucking face.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you are an asshole.
So. Far further than that, a little bit more than an asshole.
Oh yeah. Oh, he's trash. Hey, it's like, oh, you're like, you're canceled. I don't want to hear that you're sorry. I'm like, I don't care if you're sorry. I honestly don't. Like, I'm sorry. But fuck you forever. I don't care if you're sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You can go. You go hang out with Vanessa Hudgens. Bruh, y'all in this social distancing. Oh my god, don't cancel Coachella. I mean, people gonna die anyway. She's
the celeb showing, like, between her and Carrie Hilson, take celebrities' internet away.
You don't need no internet. Blue Ivy is going to just come in here and shut this shit down, and I'll be like, well, it's what we deserve.
I deserve internet.
I do. But y'all gonna fuck it up for everybody. No, it was like, I was like, I saw them like that big old like long thing, and I had in my Porsche voice, I ain't reading that shit. I'm like, she crazy as hell. It's like, first, can you go like, make some music? Can you tie a cherry stem in your mouth and spit it out and leave us alone?
If your only resource for your information is YouTube and a website with 3 hyphens .nzq or anything that is not .gov, .com, .org, please leave us alone.
Please do. Please. It was like, I'm like, I'm not
y'all
reading all
that.
Y'all
just don't want to hear the truth.
It was like, girl, it was like, oh, I had to take it down because people not ready. I'm like, so you're not sorry for being stupid. You're taking it down because you're stupid.
Like, I would really like people who are spreading misinformation and just blatant lies to not be like, y'all just aren't ready. Y'all don't want to, or y'all are sheep. No, you're stupid.
It's like, this has spread the coronavirus. I'm like, if you're going to back up your Lysol bottle. Coronavirus is
like, it'd be one thing if like your foolishness and all that was just harming you, but no.
That's fine.
You
be
stupid.
Like,
keep your stupidness off the
air. Yeah. Like, there's a difference. If your Darwinism was just affecting you, fine. I don't care.
Yeah.
Live off of. Well, maybe she got a point. No, she don't.
No, she doesn't.
No.
Umar don't got a point. She don't got a point.
She don't got a point.
Bree don't got a point. There's a lot of people who don't got a fucking point.
Tiny Hotel don't got a point. No, none of them have points except at the top of their heads. I just would like y'all to be more discerning about what you believe. Like, granted, yes, don't believe everything that's, you know, presented to you by mainstream media at face value, or the government that take it at face, don't take it at face value. Sure. How the fuck ever? Do not go to the complete opposite end of the spectrum. Land somewhere in the middle on this
Please
shit.
Don't. Please leave us. It's like, can you just niggas stupid in your house?
Too far. Too far.
You course correct right. You know how like everybody's like, I did a 360 when they really mean I did a 180?
180.
That's what they're doing. That's what they're
doing. I did a whole 360 right so back I come circle.
You're right back to square one of stupid. You did it. Yeah. Yes, you did indeed do a 360. You're right back to where you started.
Where you were before.
Stupid.
It's like, are y'all okay? Sometimes and it's like, I already know the answer.
Fuck, they're not.
No, you're not okay. I'm just trying to be polite. It's like, please.
But that's like it. That's why, like, I don't engage with people on social media as much. I block early and I block often. I try and maintain my little bubble of peace as much as possible, because like we've reached a point in time where information is too easily available.
It's too easy for me to
take out precious years from my life. To educate people who don't want to be educated.
Because sometimes you find out
you gotta do your research, Asa. You gotta do your research.
Right. So I, in this whole thing, I got into it with a Facebook friend, and I'm but Facebook friend because this is not someone I consider a real friend, because real friendship is different. But a lot of this was her basically wanting permission to do something. You're a whole ass adult with a child. You don't need anybody's permission. And if you are inviting everybody else's opinion into what you decide to do, don't get mad when people are just not rubber stamping you. I'm like, I'm just not. And I'm sorry, anybody who's like, oh, I'm just going to go out because I'm clean and I don't have no symptoms, so I can just do whatever the hell I want to do. This is why. And this is before a lot of people started doing like the mandates of closing bars, closing restaurants, closing gyms, doing all
and
this.
And you know what's you funny? People like, I don't have, did they start giving at home tests that we don't know about? How do you know you don't have
how
it?
How do you know? You mean our bae, Idris, didn't have no symptoms, okay?
Symptoms.
And he like, is, people keep talking about
incubation period. Like, I would like people to not.
Please stop. I'd be like, why is Idris's wife so close? Because it's fucking Idris Elba.
That's his wife.
Shut up. That's your business.
That's his wife.
Like, she lives in the house, so it don't matter how close she's sitting. She's probably fucked this man in the last 48 hours. So good to have him with everybody.
He got it. She got it. That's
she live in a house with him. That's so weird. They're like, she like wanted to go back.
He's that's
like,
his whole last wife.
It's like, so the girl that I got into it with was like, oh, you were extremely abrasive. I'm like, I don't think I was extremely abrasive. How was I extremely abrasive? She's like, oh, I'm not going to argue with you. So rule number one, kids, if someone says you did something, you're like, well, how did I do it? And they're like, oh, that's not going to go back and forth with you. I'm like, so you don't have a case. Because if you had a case, you would have, you know, exhibit A through Z. You don't have it. So don't call me extremely abrasive because I didn't just kiss your ass and say, oh no, well, you can just do this and it's fine. No, bitch, stay the fuck home. Just stay home before they not making it a choice. They gave us a choice. I'm like, so this is what happens. This is how laws and mandates happen. When you don't get your head out of your ass and think about somebody else other than yourself. It's like, because it's going to stop being a choice after a while. And they're going to say, oh, since y'all can't just stay y'all asses home, we just going to close shit up.
Right.
Yeah. But then you can minimize the amount of time that you're out. Like,
exactly. Clearly y'all can't be trusted.
You go to the beach and hang out all goddamn day?
You're like,
why is y'all at the beach? it's one thing to, you know, go for a walk in your neighborhood.
Right.
It's another to be at the fucking bar.
Or a crowded Red Robin. Or going to... Or going out on St. Patrick's Day so much that your own governor was like, what the fuck were y'all thinking? Why are y'all out? I'm like...
What is wrong with y'all? Or going to concert. This is like... It's right... Like, it's spitting in the face. It is anti-vaxxer shit times a million.
Like, oh my God, I feel fine. I'm like, but you can get other people sick. And then y'all bringing up Magic Johnson as if he's not immuno. You actually could still harm him.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, oh, fuck y'all. I'm like, Magic's fine. I'm like, he's also older. A millionaire.
He's also that's
totally
older.
Different. There are tons of people Magic's AIDS who have HIV and AIDS. It's just,
I would just like people to not be so fucking selfish.
It's like, just stay home. It's like, what's wrong with your house? I want to know. I'm like, I get, they're like, what about the people who gotta eat who can't cook? I'm like, then that's why but there are places who offer takeout.
There's,
but
this, not thing, there's this thing called the takeout. Also, you know, delivery. TV dinners.
If y'all don't go get that,
ways around get this shit.
That y'all always complain that women make for you.
Right. You don't need to sit down in a restaurant to eat.
Sitting around and spraying Lysol in the air. And it was like, go home.
Like, but they realize that'll actually make them sick, right?
They don't
hurt a little bit, and you just panic at the house feeling stupid.
They don't smart.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Go ahead and spray as much Lysol in your face as you want to. Spray it directly on your face.
If you look right at there, the back
just get
the
all Lysol, your face, nigga.
If you look at the back of the Lysol bottle, and you look at the stuff, the viruses and the bacteria, coronavirus is listed on there. It's been on there for a very long time. It's just that this strain is different. And nobody knows how it's getting around, but you can stay your ass home.
It's like,
and
they're taking it. It's not the flu. This whole it's just the flu. It's not.
No, it's a really, 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 really bad version of the flu.
But even if it was, people are still dying from the flu. That's why they tell you to get vaccinated.
That's why they tell you to get the flu shot. As early as year, somebody wanted me to explain to them, why should I get the flu shot? I mean, I don't get sick. Why should I have to get it? Because you can actually get somebody. Y'all didn't see that episode of SVU? Am I the only one who saw that episode of SVU when that little anti-vaxxer got the little boy sick and he almost died? It's like, what the hell is wrong with y'all? I'm like, you can actually get somebody else sick.
I do because Western society is very individualistic and this is another point to why this, like, when people are talking about like living in the zombie apocalypse or whatever.
Y'all not gonna get a
event or whatever. I was like, one, you overestimate your ability to survive. Two, you overestimate humanness.
I'm gonna be a zombie in a week, so I already know.
This whole banding together for survival thing, y'all couldn't stay home.
In your house. Weekend. For literally, it's St. Patrick's Day weekend. I'm like,
you couldn't stay home. Like, you couldn't not go to the bar.
Weekend? No, couldn't just. And this is before the mandate. I'm like, see, this is what happens. I'm like, if you stay home, they're not going to make it a rule. They're making it an option. And now they're making it a rule.
So willfully will not listen to the smartest person in the room. Mm-hmm. Like, you have scientists.
One, stay home.
Telling you, hey, to prevent the spread, wash your hands. Oh, hand sanitizer? No, soap and water.
Actual
20 seconds.
Water.
Oh, gloves? No, soap and water. You know, sing the birthday song. You know, I don't know.
Sing Gloria, sing Abu Sabah. It's bad.
No,
it's bad. I didn't know Gloria Gaynor was still with us. I was like, oh shit, she's still alive.
But you have people that don't like to listen to common sense.
It's common sense ain't common.
People with intelligence, people with credentials, people who know what the fuck they're talking about. In just for the simple fact that they would rather have a Jaeger bomb.
It's like, y'all don't like your house? I'm like, I love my house. If my extroverted ass could stay home, it's like, oh, well, I could stay home. Because, hey, I could be carrying it and not know it.
I have like, so many feelings.
It's like, stay your asses home before they make it not a choice. And after they like started closing gym, I ain't heard from that heifer. She ain't say nothing. I'm like, I told you this is what was going to happen.
And like,
I told you this is what was going to happen. They're going to stop making it a choice for you.
The folks that were crying about the suggested social distancing being an attack on their rights are going to be really upset when martial law is imposed. I'm just saying.
You start having a curfew.
Like, there are places that really do have curfews now, but still, just say, you know, you didn't want to be like, you know, a week, maybe two, chilling at home,
didn't
going out for like, what you need,
not going out for 8 rolls of toilet paper, you know, in your house.
Necessities for work, couldn't do that.
No.
But when you are on Italy level lockdown, you're going to be mad.
Or China levels, like they wouldn't let them leave their house.
You're gonna be up.
You couldn't even leave your house. Like they had to sit on the balconies. I'm like,
the fact that you know we've had such a terrible response up till now means that an actual quarantine where we are mandated to stay in will be much longer.
Mm-hmm. They're talking like maybe like a few weeks.
So, yeah.
It's like, stay home, baby.
Thanks, assholes.
Right. Yeah. It was like, just stay home. They were talking about like 10 days. Like, if everybody stayed home like a week or so, then maybe.
Flatten the curve.
Nope. Like, we don't know how it's being like, spread.
Best case scenario is flattening the curve. Best case. And like, this is like, because the key here is not to get the hospitals overwhelmed.
Right.
Stay home. Say you don't have any chance of getting infecting other people.
Mm-hmm.
The chance of you having a freak accident, having a heart attack,
women are still pregnant, having an accident, babies.
Something that could have been prevented that causes you to have to go to the hospital, and now you're overwhelming an already overwhelmed system with something you could have, you know, not done. Not gotten right. into a car accident. Not drunken yourself. Got drunken into a stupor.
Yeah.
Not, I don't know. Ran off the sidewalk and sprained your ankle or something like that.
Yeah, hit by a car.
It's very much like.
And it's like it's still babies being born. There are still people who's going through chemo. There's still people going dialysis. There's still people who have like now hospitals are going to have to start
who are recovering from surgery.
Surgery who have like, surgery schedules. Who are elected?
Yeah, there's people have to start having surgery.
Like, well, I mean, this is elective surgery, so we can push it back. But then if they push it back far enough, elective may now become required.
Or like, there's people who are immune, have a compromised immune system or suppressed immune system who are supposed to go into have a surgery but can't because they're worried that the risk of infection is too high now.
Yep.
It's
and there's still people in the hospital right now in right the now. ICU.
Right now. So
they're babies. They're kids. They're grown-ups. They're elderly. I'm like.
It's incredibly selfish to think about infection as just a you thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, Just baby, stay home. It's okay. Oh, prayerfully.
It won't be the end of the world if you stay home.
It won't be. I saw a lot of people who were doing like Zoom parties, which I'm like, oh, that's so fun.
Me and one of my group chats had a Google Hangout last night. It was great. We had like fake human interaction. It soothed my soul for the night.
Because this soothed my soul. I was like, ooh. It was like, let's turn on the cameras. Mine looks so yellow and I got to figure out why. But still, it was just kind of like, this helps. And it was kind of like, you know, everybody got to do their part. Look, right. We like, want Tom Hanks to be better.
And this is like, and I understand like, for those of us who already are dealing with like mental health stuff, is especially difficult. But, you know, just use the resources that we have. Reach out to people. Do your best. It's because having a mental illness on top of being physically sick just makes things worse.
Yeah. So use the Google Duos. Use the WhatsApps. Use the Skypes. Use the Zoom. Use the Uber conference. There are different ways to... Hell, do an IG live, because a lot of people are using that now, and then they're just linking up with other people and just doing IG lives. We are getting whole concerts on IG live. People who probably never see John Legend live got to see him yesterday. People who probably would never be able to afford a Debbie Allen dance class got one today, and I think she's doing another one on Saturday. And Titus Andromedon did a concert today.
Wait a minute, I missed that.
Yeah, it was like, oh yeah, a lot of people are doing like, hey, they're trying to do their part. I'm only listening to people. I think other people have been doing it. But yeah, it's like a lot of people just doing ID live just couldn't have that, but still doing their part. It's like, yeah, it's like, hey,
like, listen, y'all aren't going to die of boredom.
I'm like, God damn, I'll be watching stuff forever. I got Hulu, Netflix, and Disney Plus. I'm like, I'm good. It's so much shit that I haven't watched yet. Yes. And I'm like,
boredom is not lethal. You'll be okay.
It's not. And if you're like, I need to get out of the house, go ahead and take a walk.
Yeah, because like this isn't like a shelter inside situation.
No. Because you can still
go and breathe fresh air and walk and get your exercise and all that jazz. Just don't be all up in each other's faces. Shit.
Stop using all the mask. The medical staff actually need it.
God damn.
Thank you.
Stay out everybody's face and that's it.
And they're actually people who are either have compromised immune systems or who work in the healthcare facility who the jobs are not telework, so they actually do need it.
Yeah.
Like, no, you don't need it for going to the Shoppers or the Walmart. I sound like a auntie because I say the in front of everything. I'm like, yeah, the Walmart.
Walmart.
Or the Target. I'm like, if you want to wear your gloves and out, fine, but you don't need to take all the masks that now healthcare facilities don't have them because y'all use them. You don't need all the toilet paper. You don't need to take the hand sanitizer. You don't need to take the WIC food, and you not on WIC.
Mm-hmm. And also, you don't need to hoard because shipments aren't stopped.
You literally just go back out. No one's they're not taking your keys. They're not disabling your car.
It's not a hurricane. It's not a blizzard. Shipments are still coming in. Stores are still being restocked. You can still go out and get more. There's not a ban. There won't be like a ban on that. Yeah.
Because I need to go get more liquor. So I'm going out probably tomorrow.
I'm fully stocked on liquor, thank goodness.
I was like, because I didn't think I was going to be in the house. I was like, oh, I need to go get more liquor. Don't I? Darn it.
And on the upside, since it was St. Patrick's Day, all the liquor stores had whiskey on sale. So, yeah.
Ooh. See, that's good. I need to go out and get more supplies, but that'll be tomorrow.
Yeah.
And not on Sunday, because I'm in Maryland, and so they can't sell on Sundays.
Whack!
Ooh.
Can we fix that in November? Who I need to talk to? Can we change that so that I can go to a Trader Joe's with alcohol in it? Because, you know, because, like, Trader Joe's has an IG and they talk about the alcohol. I'm like, I do not live near a Trader Joe's that has it. I would have to go literally into D.C.
Oh, damn. I got one two blocks away.
Yeah. Closest Trader Joe's to me doesn't sell alcohol, but they're, I don't know if the one, like, there's one near Princeton that does, but that's, like, an hour away.
Yeah, because everyone's like, why don't Trader Joe's have liquor in it? I'm like, because they can't sell on Sundays. So if they can't sell 7 days a week, they're not going to put it in the store.
And we have a thing where like liquor and grocery stores can't be in the same store or something, like some shit like that. Yeah. So they're usually next to each other with like a little wall, a little fake wall.
Damn.
With its own parking lot or parking lot, nigga, just. Yeah.
Oh my god!
I'm just saying. You know what? The one like I got one like two blocks from me and
Trader Joe's
of alcohol. Yeah,
See, because I want to try the Trader Joe's wine because I hear it's good, but it's like I'm not in DC, so I never. Yeah. I'm like I'm not driving away to DC to go to Trader Joe's. I'm like
hello.
I'm like that's just. I'm like I might have to ask D. I'm like I have to ask D. I'm like, hey, next time you in DC, can you go to Trader Joe's for me? Mm-hmm. That's just crazy. Well, that's all I got. Y'all got anything else? This is so much fun.
I tire of these niggas. That's
all I've got. Stream Sugar, because Captain Hook is a bop.
Oh yes, absolutely.
I love Captain. I like Savage. I like the dance more than a song, but I like Savage. I think it's a good EP. I'm waiting for her album. I thought this was an album, and I'm like, wait, it's not an album.
I think the first four songs off of it.
Yeah, I love Captain Hook. That's my shit. I love
Captain Hook. Other than that, it's cute or whatever.
I haven't listened to Jay Electronica. I'm like, I haven't listened to that. Yeah, I don't know what the hip hop.
Yeah, like some things you wait so long for that you don't want it anymore.
Yeah. Like I was willing to give him a chance like 15 years ago. You know what I mean?
It'd be like, it'd be like if the Chronic 2 really came out.
Oh.
I'd be like, I'm good.
Okay. I don't know. It's y'all know I'm the auntie who don't really listen to the hippity hops. So I was like, I didn't know. I was like, I didn't know this was a thing. I saw a lot of fuck Jay Electronica. I was like, hey, I don't know.
Need that, you know, the hippity hops up to Where's My 40 Acres.
Pretty much. I'm like, I'm listening to what y'all say with Jay Electronica. I'm like, I don't know the story. I don't want to know the story. It's totally fine. Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, Young and May has she put out an album yet? Or she just been doing mixtapes?
She has an album out.
Yeah,
I think it came out.
And I'm cool with a mixtape, but I needed something from Jay. Something.
So does he have a whole bunch of mixtapes out?
No.
Okay.
That's how I feel about.
That's the problem.
That's how I thought about Megan. I was like, wait, this isn't an album? It's just a mixtape? Like, what makes it different than an album? Because most albums can be like 9 songs. So I'm like, why is this not considered an album? Maybe it's the length of song? I don't know.
I know, like, but it's kind of weird and complicated. Like, it depends on whether or not they can clear the beats or it really depends on a lot of like weird shit.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. And sometimes it's just like artist decision. Ah, fuck this. I don't really feel like this is enough for an album. Here's this EP. You're welcome.
Okay. Because after everything that happened with her, I thought this was going to be an album. So when they said it wasn't, I was like, wait, what?
Now see, if she drop an EP and then waits.
That's what she kept saying. She kept saying like late last year and earlier. Well, I guess. Yeah, last year she kept saying, I'm working on my album. So that's what I thought this was. And it's not. And I'm like, okay, what?
What?
I'm so confused. I'm like, I thought this was an album. I'm like, like it matters. I'm sorry, Captain Hook still bops. Stream Sugar.
The tangents.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Tangents. It wasn't me this time. Another one that was not me this time. Yes.
In the shooting hoops and the sports ball. But yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. God damn it. Wait a fucking minute. I just pulled up this nigga's discography.
Oh.
So wait, list of albums. This it. That's it. That's it. Mixtape. 2007, nigga. Like, what is going on? Last mixtape. Yes. This is again. I wasn't even like bullshitting when I said like 15 years. Like it's been like that long.
Oh my god. I heard the name. I just thought he was like a producer. I didn't know he was an artist. I thought Jay Electronica was just an artist, like a producer. So I didn't know.
Jay Electronica has been selling y'all dreams for 13
Not
years.
Not me. I don't know who that is.
13 years, nigga. From
what it is.
From July 2nd, 2007 to March 13th, 2020. What the entire fuck? What in every fuck in the known universe?
And he streamed it on the titles. That's where it premiered on title. I was like, that's a interesting thing.
Y'all were duped.
Y'all were bamboozled out here.
Led astray.
Run amok. Okay. Y'all, this has been a show. This has been a Ratchet Aunties and Uncles Hour. Please, please take care of yourselves. Wash your goddamn hands for 20 seconds if you need help. Please see Mariah Carey or Gloria Gaynor. Y'all need instructions.
Because y'all motherfuckers don't listen.
I can't believe we teaching hand washing to adults. Not babies, but adults. Ow! Oh, anyway, we will be back, maybe with Jay.
Hopefully with Jay.
Hopefully with Jay.
Yes.
Because I know he got a rant in his spirit. So he also makes the jokes. So you make it funny. All right, y'all, we out. Bye. Everybody take care. Enjoy all your snacks. Get more chip witches like Asa.
Oh, God.